The Metagamers Anonymous Actual Play Series is sponsored by Lone Wolf Development, makers of Hero Lab. Find out more on their website at wolflair.com. And by Platemail Games. Enhance your tabletop role-playing experience with ambient soundscapes and great plot hooks courtesy of Platemail Games at platemailgames.com. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences.
Hi, this is Eric, Game Master for the Obsidian Crown. The events of last session left us with a lot of questions, and I want to take just a brief moment to kind of frame what's happening in the campaign at this point. As a reminder, the events that are occurring are from the limited perspective of certain players in the group, in this case James and Mike, the players for Henry and Kendon, respectively, who are unaware of details going on behind the scenes. As confusing as this may be in the narrative, I want to assure you that things will start to make sense during the course of the upcoming episode. The party is now separated, and Henry has taken command of the Western encampment, where he has learned that Duke Rannan is present at Castle Rannan and is keeping his forces principally contained therein, making no real effort to create conflict with the army on his doorstep, but that he also has possession of Lord Captain Daniel Mortlock's wife and son as potential hostages following their initial attempt at diplomacy. So please, sit back and enjoy yet another episode of The Obsidian Crown.
Okay, Kendon had made it back to, was headed back to the Eastern Camp. And what was Kendon's plan when he got there? Did we cover any of that?
Basically, as soon as he found out the Orc army had was coming.
Right. That's right.
They let him know he was going to basically tell him to send out scouts and keep him apprised of what's going on. He's going to go and tell him to get the armaments set up as quickly as possible, and then he's going to go take a nap.
If I remember right, the army he was at was separated from the other army.
Yeah.
He was planning on moving that army towards the other army.
That's what we thought last session.
And then orcs came, and that plan changed. So
no, you were going to move towards the orcs, but you'd be moving away from the other group.
Yeah, what you were going to
do. So you were
going
to move to the other group, then go after the orcs.
Yeah.
My mind.
Are you not going to do that? Are you going to take them head on with your knowledge battle?
Actually, the sad part is, dude, is I do have knowledge battle.
D4?
Yeah.
This right here is a very confused army.
This is Kendon. He is prone to change his mind a lot.
A lot.
I see it's Kendon on the force holding the flag in the front, like, you guys ready for this?
I don't think it's Kendon this time.
Okay.
Kendon's looking around.
Where was Protheus headed at the end of the last session?
You had
come to the Henry's camp, right? With Henry.
Yes, I believe we both were going to get some shut-eye.
Which for Henry turned into nothing of the sort.
Mm-hmm. And usually when I go take shut-eye, I split my time between sleeping and studying over books or in this case, the little wand thing.
Right.
But usually still books.
But Henry,
who was the master of the horse again? I'm sorry.
Galdon.
Okay, you can go.
Henry, you get a dispatch early afternoon from the other camp that there is a small formation of orcs, 500-600 strong, on the move. A little more than perhaps a day's march to the east of the other camp.
Okay. How important is our current strategic position?
Depends on your goals.
Our goal is to keep them from, like, coming out of Castle Rannan and bum-rushing us.
Well, generally speaking, your force is sizable enough that, from what you understand from Galdun, that the Duke has not been interested in taking it head-on. His tack has seemed to have been largely to kind of ignore you, your camp, for the most part.
Okay.
His riders work around it. They come and go. He is keeping a sizable force near the keep.
Does it seem like we'd be able to meet up with the other camp before the orcs arrived?
It would probably not be... Well, possibly. I mean, if you, like, set them to marching.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Well, yeah, if we set them to I know we probably wouldn't make it there at the start of the battle if, like, they didn't move whatsoever, but would we, like, make it just in time to save the day?
A lot would depend on how quick the orc formation is moving. Presumably, they're going to have to swing north around the forest, and how quickly your men moved. And then one thing that probably a lot of people wouldn't think of, but you are very cognizant of, is the fact that the orcs are likely to pull up stakes and do a lot of their marching at night. Right now, it's late afternoon.
I'm going to set the camp on march to meet up with the rest of our group, or with the other half of our army.
So you're going to have them break camp and start rolling east?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm going to talk to, I think his name is Golden, is what you said?
Yeah.
I'm going to have him, I'm going to ask him if he sent tried negotiations with Castle Rannan.
Of course. They have largely been rebuffed time and again, and they do seem to have a matter of leverage in the fact that they have prisoners. Guests, as the Duke called them.
Okay. I'm going to have him send an emissary to try and set up a meeting negotiation with Rannan in one of the open field almost after or around where we would be meeting the orcs in battle. Like, I'll have him do it after we've started marching away, so anything that happens would be after the orc battle occurs.
My lord, what would be the, or sir, excuse me, what would be the incentive? Why would he bring his men so far east?
I'm going to say because we must negotiate a peace. There is something threatening, I'm sure, about our army. Tell him that it will be near his castle but out in an open plain, and that there will be no treachery afoot. If the negotiation does take place, we will both bring two guardians, and other than that, there will be no other soldiers brought with. This will be for negotiations for peace, and so that neither of our men will further have any losses.
You are looking at the map, right?
Yeah. I'm saying that we shouldn't. I don't think we should send them out until a little bit later. Like once we've. I'm thinking actually we won't send out the emissary until we've made reach with the other camp.
Okay. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's always a problem. And let's see. 20. If you broke camp now, middle of the afternoon, and started the moving, which isn't like, you know, it's going to take a couple hours to make that happen. It is about between 20 and 25 miles to the other camp where they're at. And on average, you can't expect the force. You usually can't expect on a fort in a forced march. You can get 3 to 4 miles an hour probably out of them.
Yeah.
So you're looking at least probably planning on 8 hours of marching.
Okay, then I'm just gonna tell them to.
And it is directly. You guys are located currently in the shadow of the castle, right about where the sea is on the map.
Yeah.
And the force is directly to your east over here.
Okay.
And the orc force is over here.
I'm actually going to tell them to have someone ready for after the battle begins, because I doubt that Rannan will actually send anyone to try and stop us that far away from the castle, if we're going to be that far away.
That's true. Galdun points out that he's a little concerned about there not being any threat to try and keep Rannan from doing as he sees fit with the Lord Captain's wife. He could just pull in his forces and wait for the orcs to weaken you. Even if you guys manage to wipe out this pesky horde of orcs, won't that leave you in a...
It's still going to do your army a bunch of damage. You're going to be weaker, and then he has the hopes that now that you're all battle-weary, that he comes to your ass.
Yeah. I'm going to say... this is a tough one. Something they could do.
The solution's a simple one. Withdraw your force from the field. Pull them back. Castle Rannan will be their only option. It'll be a much more appetizing attack than us.
The problem with that is we won't likely be able to get there and have them pull back before the orcs attack, unfortunately, unless there's someone there who's already ordering them to fall back, which I haven't heard of yet.
You could send a few messengers to the other camp and have them march towards us.
But would they make it in time to have have our army retreat from the orcs successfully?
A few messengers can move much faster than a whole army.
It would still take hours to get messengers to them.
Yeah, it's like once the messengers get there, would they have enough time to pack up and then begin moving before
breaking
the orcs
camp
swamp?
Would take a little bit of time.
We could send messengers ahead and start marching that direction. Hopefully have the time.
Send. That sounds good. Send messengers ahead to have them attempt and break camp and meet with us halfway along, and then we'll both begin marching. If the orcs do end up getting here, then we will turn and face them. But other than that, we will attempt to just meet up with the army and then begin retreating.
So your principal goal right now is to conjoin your forces and try to do it in a time frame that makes it ahead of the orcs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Assault. Okay.
And then the messengers we can send on horses.
Right.
So they'll be much faster.
The fastest people we got, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got fast message riders.
And the survival of the horses isn't necessarily a priority.
So stab them in the leg like what they're on True Grit.
No, I meant you ride them harder than you would normally.
Okay.
Do I know any of the farmsteads around here? Do I know any of the local boys?
Sure.
Some point, I'm going to slip away, ride to one of the farmsteads, and tell them they need to get into the town around Castle Randon and tell everyone to clear out.
You're going
to
have them spread
that an orc horde is coming and they need to flee. They need to get far and gone.
You have a specific direction in mind?
Towards Mournvale.
Okay, towards the river.
Right.
That's a road, isn't it? Sorry. The river. Yeah. The river.
Just spread the word. Get the fuck over here.
Okay. Okay.
Actually,
I'll basically tell them that, you know.
Yeah, I got
what's
you.
What's that?
I got you.
Do any of I can't believe I forgot his name. He was such an integral part of the game. He was here for 2 sessions. What is his name again?
Colin Sean.
The adjutant. Are any of the adjutant spies still with the army?
Yeah, some of his agents are still here, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have some of them go to around Castle Ran and spread the word that orcs are coming and that everyone needs to flee try and get the message across, because that's something that Henry would be worried about, is civilians getting caught up in this.
The bigger part of that is, of course, that there's farmsteads spread across...
Yeah.
Across this part of the land.
Just have some of Colin Sean's old agents spread out around the area and have people fall back.
So basically doing the same thing.
Yeah, doing the same thing except with a larger number of people.
Okay.
That sounds like something Henry would think of.
Okay. Well, Kane does have the advantage of knowing people and knowing who people know, so...
I have the advantage of really good spies.
Do you have an opportunity to much spying?
Yeah, there's not really much use for them lately, but you know.
Okay, by nightfall, you guys are on the move then.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I need to know from any of you guys that are there?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And I've already talked to a couple of you about other things. So.
I would also go up to Henry and give some more advice as far as, since we're, you know, in, to help us protect against the Duke selling out of the castle behind us. We could do a few.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about potential spells. Yeah, I'm going to...
It's not spells. I was thinking we could leave a couple men around, like, prepared fire, like, mounds or something. You know, put a bunch of logs together that they can light easily. And then if the Duke decides to take advantage, we can...
Have scouts ready to watch in case the Duke comes out.
Yes, and they would basically light the fires, and then...
Yeah. I'll send scouts, and then...
Signal.
Go all Mulan. Go all Mulan on them.
Signal fires.
Or,
gotcha.
What is it, that thing in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in Lord of the Rings, where they just honk horns.
Lord of the Rings, where they use the signal fires up on the mountaintops, which
exactly.
Is obviously a ripoff of Mulan, now that you mention it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Anyways,
Mulan was based in ancient China.
Good call.
On the Great
Lord
Wall
of the Rings
China.
Probably was a ripoff of Mulan.
Yeah.
And the story of Mulan is, you know, historically factual, so
yeah,
we know it's an excellent reference.
Well, we know how good Disney is about stuff like that.
Yeah. They're,
and I'll talk to Prothea about the spells that I've been thinking about to help us deal with Rand.
Well, go ahead. He's right there.
Oh, damn it. I got to roleplay this.
No, roleplay this for pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll some dice and kill some shit already. Fucking
bag. Prothea, do you have any spells that could potentially make some of the ghostly apparitions that we've seen? You know, some of those white soldiers that we had to deal with while we were in the marshes.
Good chance.
I need you to see if you can look into that, because I think I might be planning something that
I
could, that if you're able to use that, would be very helpful.
Yes, I do have something. I'll have to consult my GM books.
I consulted GM. He says it's coup.
Cool.
And do you have any sort of illusion spells that could make images of people, soldiers, appear before men?
Yes, but there's a limitation. It would be making an illusion for a specific person. So none of his men would be able to see it, but he would see it.
You can't increase it to multiple people? It's
to a limited amount of people. Somewhere around 2 to 5.
That should be very helpful, actually. Be prepared to work on the white soldiers and potentially an army of them as an illusionary tactic if the need for them arises.
Okay.
All right. There we go. We roleplayed it.
It would have been funnier to say somewhere around 1d4 plus 1.
Yeah, 1d4 plus 1.
But it's not.
I know. It's actually like up to 3 targets.
It was 5, I believe, like when I was reading in the rules.
Well, I'm actually reading the rules as we speak, so when I said up to 3, I'm probably right on, yeah.
Additional power points, I think, made it 5.
No, that's the normal, yeah.
Don't lie to me. Let's see how this is. Trying to trick me, are you?
Yep, that's me.
Damn it.
Okay.
Tricky dicky.
Yeah, the whites would be 3, I think, 2 or 3. And then the illusion would just be an illusion on, like, 5 people.
Yeah, if you spend additional power points, it could be up to 5 targets. I got a book. Thank you, Eric. This is a really nice present.
One that I regret.
So anyway, you guys are heading east. Anything else I need to know?
Nope.
I'm going to send my Harrier with a message for Kendon.
As the bird flies?
Letting him know that we're on the march, and that if he knows what's good for his health, he won't make his presence known.
Or he will, and someone else will have some bad health.
Just out of curiosity, can you give me some specifics about how this works?
What do you mean?
Like, do you put it in writing?
Yeah.
Okay. You tie it to the bird?
Right.
And you tell it to deliver it to Kendon.
I'll be like, you know the dwarf I shot? You know what I'm talking about.
He knows everyone who's shot. It's a thing between bird and their master.
I guess dwarves aren't particularly common in this region. It probably hasn't encountered very many of them.
He also has a dent in his head.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of flitting around from tree to tree looking for Kendon, who's probably in one of those big canvas things that people seem to sleep under.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, bok, 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 bok. He's going to have a bok, bok, like, talk, heart-to-heart talk with his bird, and the bird will know exactly what he's saying.
I don't think bok, bok is how you talk to a harrier.
No, that's how you talk to a harrier. Don't you lie to me.
You guys are on the road. Yeah.
It's all squaw.
Kendon.
Yeah.
You are shaken lightly.
Hey.
By Protheus, who wakes you up.
What the hell?
Is that a way to greet an old friend?
Maybe not, but how are you today?
You don't normally ask that.
Yeah, things haven't been their normal good times, as you could say.
Looks like it's dark out.
Well, something has happened with the captain, so we need to leave.
A bird comes flapping in the flap. Flap, 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 flap.
What, in the mine?
Protheus,
yes,
shoot
it! Your tent.
Shoot it!
I'll walk over to it.
Burst into flame.
It moved over to a chest and kind of is kind of perched there looking at you.
Hey, what do you want, bird?
Looks like it has a note attached to its leg.
I'll walk over and go, that for me?
It looks at you challengingly.
Him.
It's like, bitch, if you could take it.
I'll point at myself and then at Protheus.
Like charades?
Yeah.
With a bird.
I'll point at the litter. I'll point at the litter on its leg.
The bird looks at you expectantly.
Is that for me or for him? And I'll point at Protheus.
He ruffles his feathers and takes a step away from Protheus.
Okay, I'll walk over and try and go here. Just be calm. I'm just... Both hands in front of me, you know, just... Be calm. I'm just going to take that now. Reach for the note.
Okay.
And if it allows me, I'll take it off of it.
It does.
Okay.
What's the note say, Justin?
It's just that, Kendon, your army's on the march, scheduled to meet up with yours. If you know what's good for you, you won't let them see you. See?
What does that say?
It says I'm a dead man. Then I'll eat it.
Oh, fucking dwarf.
Don't make me strangle you, dwarf.
Then I'll swallow and then I'll...
The bird gives you the strangest look.
I think it's expecting a treat.
Go back to your master. Make him give you something good for flying all the way here.
Here, have some rice.
Don't take anything just yet. Go on, get out.
You shoo it away?
Yes.
Okay, bird leaves.
So how'd you end up all the way down here?
How did you end up here?
Good question.
How did you not come to my fucking rescue?
Okay, I'm confused.
You're confused. You'd think that me blowing up a house and causing most of it to collapse in on itself, well, could naturally be heard within, say, several hundred yards.
There's shouting outside.
I'll walk outside.
I'll follow.
Okay. There's a little bit of running back and forth, and a runner comes up to you.
Hey.
Master Kendon.
Yes.
He hands you a dispatch.
I'll look at it and read it.
Don't eat this one this time.
This one's a leather wrapped dispatch from the with Henry's seal on it.
It could still
I'll break it open and read it.
It's orders for the army to immediately break camp and march westward to meet.
Bring the commanding officer to me now.
He salutes and runs that way. You would guess by the people running about that the message has already gotten out. So.
And then I will pull out my megaphone and yell at the top of my lungs through
it. His horn, remember? He's got that.
Yeah. And yell through it. Stop!
Oh, God.
Everybody stops. Justin turns to...
You will bunker down and you will hold the fort on this. Go and get the siege weapon ready and get everything going. The artillery is not here. I am in command. Do this now. Spread the fucking word.
I told you! We should have killed the dwarf!
To get his ass here now!
At
the top of my lungs.
Protheus?
Oh, God.
You do outrank him, by the way.
What's going on?
Where is everybody?
What is that old cook up to, and why are you...
Where is everybody else?
I could have sworn. Oh,
where
yes.
is they the rest are, of Mael the group?
Is in Ardwa, as well as the
king. Is where?
Ardwa, north.
Rails was with you yesterday. Was with you earlier today.
Yes.
No.
We oh, mean no.
Well, yeah. Yes, actually, Jordan.
Oh. Well, fuck.
Technically speaking, but he was not here.
No, he was with you yesterday as we traveled.
Yes, he was
back.
With me yesterday in Ardwa.
You were not
Eric,
in Ardwa.
You dirty rat GM. You mother.
Who else is here with you?
I came alone.
You came alone? Then you need to prepare for battle. You have a duplicate.
I do.
Yes.
Interesting.
And we're going to put some people in stocks and irons here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to blow them up if they don't go and do it. If not, mm-hmm. I will.
Can't complain.
Good. Get ready to get that little bloodlust of yours pumping, because we're going to bring a hot time to the old town tonight.
You dirty rat bastard.
Those sons of bitches should never piss off a dwarf.
So, Protheus, do you teleport back to Henry's camp after that?
He should.
Does it work that shortly after?
I'm joking.
It's not something to be used.
Am I the only one who really caught that?
I heard.
Totally fucking caught it.
Why are you fucking with me? Fuck you guys. I wish I was with the last session. Dirt.
Protheus, I need you to stay by me for the next hours, please.
Okay. So
we will take care of Daniel after the oncoming orc attack.
Could you repeat that?
We will go and help Daniel after the oncoming orc attack.
Well, no rush. You can't really help.
Well, good. So since therefore, we're going to go and postpone any movement that you had planned. And we're going to stay here, get rid of some traitors, fly some orcs, pummel them, maybe shish kebab a few, and just have
a good time.
The lieutenant is approaching. He has another dispatch in his hand.
Do me a favor. I need you to back me up on this, okay?
Sure.
He's going to be so bumbly.
What the hell is going on? Give me that damn thing.
What, you take the dispatch from him?
Yes.
He's already read it, obviously.
Oh,
And I'll read it. Is it the same thing?
Yeah, it's another copy.
This is bullshit! I'll throw it behind me. You know you have to stay here for the oncoming orc attack. Go and tell everybody to get the fucking thing set back up. Henry is coming. He's bringing the forces here, and that is all you need to know. He will bolster us behind. So therefore, both get everything behind. Set up. There's and something. All the everything ready to go. Shall I seek him on you?
He looks at Protheus.
I look sinister.
Blood drains from his face.
Guess what? He also knows where Colin Sean is. And you know you don't want to piss that off, that elf off, now do you?
I'll take care of it, sir.
Now!
He backs off.
Damn it, dwarf!
I'll turn around to Protheus and make sure where that nobody else is looking and just smile at you and smile at you, Protheus. I'm sorry. I know I'm normally not like this, but it's actually kind of fun. I see why Henry does it all the time.
You and that old man are too much alike.
I know, but still, I'm older. I have more wisdom. He's still a kid to me. No, it's just the way it is. And that reminds me, next time you help him cheat that chess, I'm going to have a talk with you.
Help him? Why do you think you've been winning all these years?
I have been winning because I am that good. Wait a minute. Okay. All right, that's it. No, I'm going to go in there. We're going to settle this right now. And I'll go in and get the chessboard and bring it out and set it down. All right, let's get some things done, and we're going to play chess for a while.
So you order the army to stay put and do nothing, and you go get your chessboard.
No, I ordered the army to fortify, get ready for an oncoming attack.
All you did was yell some nonsensical shit through your bullhorn.
And then I yelled at the fucking first lieutenant to say, ignore the orders, and to do me a favor. Would you go and clarify everything I was wanting to say?
I don't necessarily think that you have any reason to think you were unclear. I was just clarifying that that's what you did.
I know.
That probably to Kendon is giving orders.
Yeah, he doesn't know any better.
We're so fucked. Damn it, dwarf.
Yep. Our army's dead.
We lose. It wasn't even me. It was Kendon.
Well, not entirely, because the first thing the lieutenant does is go back and send runners immediately heading towards Henry.
I'm going to get these runners and then be like, what the fuck did the dwarf just do?
I'll go around and make sure that the fortifications are in place.
Oh, I will too.
What fortification?
The nonsensical stuff that he was trying to say.
The catapults,
the stuff that you haven't actually ordered being built.
Oh, I forgot all about that, didn't I? I go, you know what? I forgot. Hey, you. I'll pull a guy off to the side. Go and get those damn catapults ready.
That's not terrible.
What? Sir?
Catapults take a while to build.
Yeah.
Have everybody drop what they're doing and build some fucking catapults.
Oh my god. Kendon,
you're saying that we should stay in this position.
He salutes and runs off.
And any fortification. Yes.
I forgot. You know, we don't have any.
Maybe we should head back to Henry.
We can't. Those bastards will try. Do you really think that the orcs sleep at night? Well, the best things they have is like me.
They sleep in the day.
So therefore, they're probably going to go and, you know, make their big move. You know,
Eric, can I hit him in the head really, really, really hard?
You could try.
Just smack him upside the head. Bam.
Small rock. Would that work?
Yeah, you can hit. You do whatever you want. Yeah, I'm not going to stop you. What's your parry, Kendon?
Two.
He's got a better parry than you.
Double one. Double one.
Double the only time I could ever hope for, you know, double one.
He's got
bennies. I got like a minus three everything.
Are you at a minus three? Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You should fall asleep and get those wounds off, man. Don't dawdle with that.
He tried, but then you sent somebody to go and fuck with me, so therefore I had to go
give
orders to everybody. And
what your shit, Kendon.
Hey, guys.
You're the one who's fucking around.
Hey, guys.
Here I am trying to bring order to chaos, and Mike, then you're awesome. I'm getting blamed. Oh crap!
A four is a success. go ahead and roll damage. Let's see.
It's a rock, so that'd be a D4 plus strength.
Was that a fighting roll? Were you using your hand?
Yeah, I guess. But theoretically, I picked up a rock to hit him.
Right. So we're talking a D4 plus your strength. I assume it's a non-lethal blow.
Yeah, non-lethal.
You could kill him with this. I hope you know that.
It would be the second time this week.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be about the second time today, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, second time today.
You should really get yourself checked out by the medics of the camp, you know. We have those, I'm pretty sure.
We do?
He's
a little past the golden hour. Five. What's your toughness, Kendon?
Four.
Four? That takes you from -3 to incapacitated, I believe.
Can I soak it?
You can throw a Benny to soak if you like, yeah.
Do you really want to waste
I'll throw a Benny to
Kendon,
soak it.
Kendon, don't do it, please. For us.
Hey, this is too late.
Are you kidding? Mike has been planning this shit all week, except for the fact that he obviously didn't plan anything.
I had great ideas, and they've just been thrown to the wayside.
Well, I love the fact that you had great ideas. I ask what you do when you come back to camp. I'm going to tell this, and go to bed.
Well, that was the idea.
I forgot to tell them this, and this.
Oh, Jesus, tits. I think he soaked it.
Does he soak his other wound?
No, you can't soak a retroactive wound. He stumbles.
What the hell? Ow!
Get a hold of yourself, Worf.
Tired.
Go lay down.
Why'd you wake me up anyways? No.
You're obviously sleep deprived.
Duh.
What the hell am I on? Seriously, do I need to hit you again?
No, don't. Just let me keep...
Is all this happening while I'm talking to
Prothius? Screw this, I'm going to the workshop! And I'll just stomp off to the workshop.
And promptly fall flat on your face.
You stumble off to the workshop, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Just a second.
Are you going to strike Camp Prothius? We'll just leave the workshop behind.
No, you'll move the workshop too.
Just wrap the dwarf up with the rest of the workshop tent in a little sack and put it on a stick, start carrying around with you.
It sucks.
What are you doing, Prothius?
So I'm going to go around and get a more grasp on the situation, actually figure out where these orcs supposedly are.
Okay. So what you find out is that they may be on your doorstep any hour now.
I started going around getting everybody to start packing up as quickly as possible, leave any unnecessary items, and haul ass to Henry's camp.
Yeah, you also find out about Henry's camp in the process, too, so you know what that's all about.
Yeah, well, I heard mention of it from the letter.
From the yelling of the dwarf? Or, yeah.
Yes. Oh, and there's the letter that came.
Right.
There's going to be this really awkward moment where I'm holding a gun and there are just two Protheuses, aren't there? Isn't there? Which one do I shoot? I can't tell.
And they're both going to go, he's the one.
Yeah.
They're both going to be smart enough to go look at you and say, okay, our problem is with him, isn't it?
Now, yeah. Jordan, you do you know how to clone your display?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot the one on the left. Wait.
So,
Oh, God, he's doing it.
I don't know. You'd have to have a separate Google account and everything, wouldn't you?
I don't think so.
Let's get off of the duality of the let's shoot Prothius gag, and let's get on to the real stuff.
Okay. You guys are heading east.
I got a blanket.
While the camp is breaking in the west and or in the east and starting to get moving, the runners from the furthest outposts or sentry positions come in with reports that they can see the movement of the larger host heading this way around the north side of the wood. Kendon, somewhere in there, you probably pass out.
Yep.
they go to gather up the dwarf and he just asleep bench. Pick him up, drag him along.
And he's out for the count, too. I can't see why he wouldn't be.
Okay. He just got hit in the head with a rock, so...
I know. He's barely conscious.
He about killed all your guys.
Okay. Well, you start heading west, Prothius, but it becomes fairly clear fairly soon that you're not going to outrun them.
Okay.
They've obviously got better night vision. They're more well-rested.
How long until they reach us?
At some point after you get moving, you've got maybe 2 hours before you're going to have to try to pick a place to make a stand, or you're going to have them nipping at your heels.
Okay.
So.
How far away are we?
Sometime in the next hour and a half or so, I'm going to find a good spot.
Start casting about for a place?
Yeah, start casting about for a place.
It looks like you guys have got probably 700 or 800 men.
And then once I find a spot, I'll send out runners to let them know where we're at, and then hunker down.
Okay.
Set up a few ambushes.
Warlock, what have you done?
Okay, let's...
What?
Did you do... Were you the one who made the clones?
What?
Trying to
find somewhere that has a valley.
like a choke hill, point.
A hill to the south.
Well, it's kind of gently rolling stuff mostly in here, so.
Okay.
You should try to get your backs to the trees so that they can't come through the tree side very easily.
Not possible at this point.
Oh, damn.
They're already past the north edge of the trees.
How far away are we?
I'll let you know. Hang in there.
Because I'm just going to have Henry honk the horns, go rolling down. By the way, will I get a message about him not moving the camp?
yeah, at some point you do, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there any way for us to start moving faster out of
I don't think you would. Okay. He sent runners, but the whole thing was resolved in another 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And he could easily, I mean, by the time you get word, you know, minutes later, get a affirmation that, minutes later while, you're riding in the column, Sharia's at your side, or Mortlock is at your side.
That's kind of scary.
Kane, you kind of keeping an eye on Henry during all this?
Yeah, no, but you know, real casual, like.
Right.
like a bird watching over a mouse.
So, the three of you, you get a missive from a dispatch who brings it to you immediately, and you find out that Kenan has countermanded your orders. And
Kenan instructed him to dig in. Countermanded my orders. I'm not going to show this to Shariah.
But the dispatch is asking your advice because Master Protheus has arrived and is adding credence to his authority on the matter. He wants your orders.
Is he talking like out loud to me about it, or is he like having
No, this is all in the note.
Okay. I'm going to write a quick note that he should move as fast as he can, let them know that they need to get over here as fast as they can, and don't tell anybody else what you just gave me.
The next missive that shows up a few minutes later confirms that Master Protheus has taken command and has the camp broken and moving in your direction.
Well, that's good. I'm going to send him back to his camp, telling them that we'll be there as soon as possible. No one else is to know.
Okay.
So there's second Protheus.
Well, you don't know where. Actually, it could be yours. He has the ability. He has that weird habit of going behind trees and shit, and you don't see him anywhere.
And the Kenan is alive. Well.
Yeah. Now that's news.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's kind of news. It's confirmation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
Here it is.
By the way, everyone, I got secret shit now too. Suck it.
Everybody got that? You may begin sucking it anytime now, guys.
Where are two of the Mortlock's companions? The creepy one and the pointy one.
Which one's which?
Oh, the pointy ears is the pointy one.
Oh, pointy.
The creepy one is the pointy
one. You don't see either of them.
That's disturbing.
I'm actually going to look over to Mortlock. Have you seen Protheus recently?
No.
That's strange. All right, thank you. And just keep on
not
going.
Not his mother.
Didn't ask you to be, just a simple question. Don't take offense. Calm down. It'll be all right.
But you will be someone soon, I'll say cryptically.
What?
Don't listen to him. I think he's trying. Is that a sexual joke?
It's not a joke.
Oh.
Can't you smell it?
I knew my leg was twitching. Okay. Well,
you see, my seed will take purchase in even the rockiest soil.
If you two ever wish to, you know, just tell me, I'll set you a little corner.
Oh, it'll be all right. Time.
Okay. Well, if it ever the urge pops up again, don't worry. I understand. Children
it's a
will
quirk
be children.
Of the god of fertility, you know, when you're his bloodline.
Yes. Soil?
I've been around that time.
No offense, darling. There's been barren women. Yes. No.
Don't worry. I've been around there a couple of times.
Your soil in particular, you see.
Rockiest soil? Henry, get your damn horse out of the way.
Don't worry, Mortlock. I understand. Girls will be girls. Boys will be boys. You two wish to bump the ugly thousand beasts. I understand. I've done that occasionally, too, with the right women. Yes.
There's a fun image.
Now, maybe I should tell you the real story of how I met my true love.
What the hell?
As I said, it was no not intended towards you in particular. It was just, you know, an example.
I should just...
But okay. You mean you don't feel it? You haven't noticed?
Of course not.
Darling, you're glowing.
It's been 3 hours.
That's okay. I know. I can already smell the change.
If you two ever wish to get hitched, I know a really good, like, religious man.
Get married? Are you insane?
Oh, please. Oh. Him? Really? It was for fun, not for marriage.
All right. Well, if your tune ever changes because of Patrick.
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
I'm a cow? And did you just call me a cow?
Apparently your milk is free, too.
Shut up, Henry! Well, you know, your dick's a little small. Just saying. For a god of fertility and all that.
You're just angry, darling.
Oh, no. I'm truthful.
You're angry. It's okay.
I'm going women to, like, don't like to be spontaneously told,
oh, guess what? You're with child. It's the usual reaction I get.
Oh, no. You're mistaken. Being with child is easy. I just throw it in a river. You, on the other hand.
What? Oh, my. Well, we're all learning new things about each other today, aren't we?
Well, that quieted that down.
Way to go, James.
Hey, it wasn't me. It was something about throwing a child in a river.
No, not that.
Oh, don't look at me like that. It wasn't my idea.
You mean it's happened? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't need to know. Let us keep moving. We'll make it to the orcs. We'll all settle this outside of conference. You two can get a counselor, and maybe you'll be feeling better by the morning. Or worse, depending on your reaction to being pregnant.
You never ask a woman question. They just go on and on like,
I know, right? I just lean up, I know, right? Okay, well, now that that's out of the way, everyone can stew in silence and we'll keep marching to a sound of a nice whistle.
Right.
Cow.
And your milk is that's free,
Rocky
too.
Rocky soul.
Punch Henry. Shut up, you old bat!
That's no way to treat a superior officer.
It's okay, I kind of deserve it.
Protheus says writing up.
You're not there, Protheus.
I know.
Yeah.
It was out of character commentary.
Yeah, no way to trace a superior officer.
You can label soldier. That peanut gallery. Oh, that's it. Random soldiers.
Yeah, random soldiers.
Random soldiers. Yeah, random soldiers with a death wish.
Yeah, die a painful and horrible death.
Let's see. Do I want to go by fire or by arrow? Right, I'm not sure.
Good one.
Which one do I want?
Support one.
Up the ass, arrow through the eye.
Okay, so now that little fun role-playing moment's out of the way.
Okay.
We were actually expecting that to happen. Like, were you planning for that, Kane, or...
I always have a motive for everything I do.
Yeah.
So,
random.
So, Kendon.
Yes, sir.
You wake up.
Uh-huh.
You wake up because the wagon that you were riding in that you didn't know you were riding in jars to a halt.
Hey, what the hell?
You're out under the stars. Not uh-huh. Not a tree in sight.
We won! All laying down. The threes are gone and the orcs are dead. Yes, today is a great day. And then I'll sit up.
Is today a day where he's not at negative three?
You can see from the back of the wagon, down the slope and across the vale, moving figures in the dark, moonlight spilling across them. Ooh. It is definitely a small enemy army marching this direction.
Oh, no.
It looks like your army is preparing to meet them in battle.
You know, there are just some days you feel like an ass, you know. I don't understand. Oh,
there's a
look. Is there somebody nearby?
Yeah, there's some soldiers and such nearby and one of your aides.
Hey, I'll find my aide. Hey, you, and Lob Stafford, come here for a minute.
Master Kendon.
Yes. When did we move?
A couple hours ago, sir.
And I've slept through all this, right?
I believe you have been sleeping all day, sir.
Aye. Okay. So I've been really out of it. Can you do me a favor and give me a crossbow and some arrows for it? And then I'm going to need you to pull the string for me. So I'm going to need you for a while.
Of course.
Thank you.
He goes to do
I'll be waiting right here. Just wake me when you get back. And then all.
He goes to do a U instruct.
God forbid that he's useful in a way that isn't assisting an injured dwarf.
close your eyes and sit back again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he down to negative one?
No.
No. You didn't lose any wound levels out of that? Come on, man.
No.
Out of what?
Out of the sleep.
It's been a couple hours.
Yeah.
And after I close my eyes for a little bit, since I can't get back to sleep, I'll wake back up, stand up again, look around. Is there anybody near me?
There's soldiers. They're setting up pickup lines and such. There's archers not too far away, it looks like.
Excuse me. One sec. Can you send some of the medics over here when you have time?
Of course, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to sleep. And I'll lay back down. Oh, this hurts. Oh.
Dude looks mystified.
And I'll stick a hand up going, please hurry. I may be bleeding out.
Now he's worried about it.
Well,
this has been one interesting session so far.
Protheus, you managed to get some ambush line set up, mm-hmm. and you see the principal rank of archers taking kind of advantage of the hill a little bit, mm-hmm. along one side, and your lieutenant moves kind of like the principal infantry force down towards the midst area. Most of the cavalry is, of course, with the other camp, apparently.
Does the lieutenant have a D6 in knowledge battle?
I have a D4.
He has a D4, but he's a -3.
Lieutenant has a D6.
Yes!
I think Protheus is better.
Oh, really?
It's a D8.
Nice. Awesome sauce. We're going to rely on you then. Let's not get a fuck up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys probably have them at an advantage. Okay. The way this starts at the beginning of battle, the larger, more powerful force gets 10 tokens, which will be used in this scenario. And let's see.
This is going to be fun, yeah, isn't it?
Someone want to keep track of this shit for me?
Yeah, sure.
10 tokens, gotcha.
And the enemy force, which in this case is the orcs, in contrast, is going to get to start with 7. As the orcs march on through kind of the open passage on the other side and down towards kind of a bottleneck, they move in. Well, you're not. I mean, I'm just describing things. You don't have to keep track of this. They head into the bottleneck in a rush, and some of their force starts to just go right over the tops of the hills. So the archers can manage to get their first couple volleys off and then have to readjust before some of their ranks will be put in potential danger of being archered in return. So what we're going to end up doing is making a roll. Modifiers as such. It's opposed. Well, not opposed, I guess. It's going to be knowledge battle rolls. Under the circumstances, the best ones you got, obviously, is Protheus.
Yes.
The side with the more tokens adds plus one to the roll for every token it has more than the foe. So
plus three.
You get a plus three there.
So we get plus three what?
We get a plus three to your knowledge battle roll.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait, there could be more?
There's more.
I would say that they'd have a... I'm sorry, it's your side.
Yeah. The you had the advantage of picking your terrain a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which puts the enemy at a slight... Let's see. Yeah, we'll call it a... It would bounce it down to a plus two, a minus one for that. But, plus one for that, and then a minus one because the orcs have a far superior night vision. Even though you guys can start fire lines, it doesn't make enough of a difference because they have a better grasp on the terrain. So that'll cancel that one out. And then the other advantage they have is they don't really have as hard of a morale break. Orcs will fight no matter how badly they're getting beaten unless they're getting absolutely trashed. So, and most of your men, fortunately, since this is the Wolf's Head, bulk of the army has been on campaign and seen enough different types of foes over the years that facing off against foes that are this ferocious and massive won't be as much of an issue. So that means you should have, I think, a total of plus three on the roll then, right? And I will have a plus one on mine.
We can make it tactical soon.
Okay. Penalty depending on the tactical decisions made by the leader each round, springing ahead and playing. Okay. And I'm going to give you another plus one for the ambush lines.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. So plus one.
For success and raise cause the other side to lose one token.
Guys, maybe the orcs will have a D4 knowledge battle because they're fucking orcs. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, but they probably have a battle master.
Yeah. Even then, like, how smart can an orc get?
Okay.
He can get D6.
Go ahead and make your roll.
Okay.
darkness kind of determines how the first wave of the battle works out.
And you can bend these rolls, right? Just like anything else?
It's, yeah, it's just a knowledge roll. I don't see why not.
Also, Prothius, you can probably help the battle.
Shit.
See anything.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't do four.
I forgot the slash roll.
Oh, thank God.
I said, shit.
Trying to fuck with me.
Oh, holy balls.
Yeah. So if you want to,
15?
You could have your character help in the battle.
Okay. Gonna, I assume you're going to stick with that roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suck it, orc.
And
beat
it says,
that.
Characters in mass battles, heroes.
So that's an 8.
No,
that's
so, an, yeah. Yeah.
So that'd be 2 tokens lost from our side.
Okay. Do you, let's see. In the first wave, I imagine Prothius probably isn't going to put himself in the thick of it. He's pretty busy giving the orders.
Yeah. Though I can throw a few fireballs in here and there.
Yeah, I just don't think it'll be, unless you want to start blowing your WAD and your PowerPoints, it's not going to be significant.
Blow PowerPoints.
Well, it doesn't actually draw from PowerPoints per se, if I recall correctly.
It says arcane types use 2d6 PowerPoints per round.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it will drain your PowerPoints.
Gotcha.
Because to make a difference that gives you a bonus to the roll, it assumes you're really working out.
Throwing the juice.
Chucking shit in there.
Okay, so each success and raise caused the other side to lose 1 token.
So that'd be, what? Wow.
You had a 15?
4 tokens from? Yeah, 15, so 3.
So 3 tokens, and I got an 8. So 2.
That's 2 tokens.
So you got the totals there, Mike?
Yeah, we are at 8, and they are at 6.
What? No, they are at 4.
Oh, they're at 4?
We started at 7.
Yeah, they're at 4, and we are at
we lost 8. 3, right.
Oh, yeah. So we're at 7, and
no,
they're
we're
at
4. At 8, okay. And they're at 4.
Yeah,
we lost 2, and they lost 3.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, now, the next thing is, each round in which an army loses a token, its leader must check morale. This is a spirit roll. Modifiers include, for each token lost in battle so far, a -1.
Ouch.
You don't have the next advantage. The army is within, nope, and the army cannot retreat, nope, okay. So you have -1 for each token you've lost.
Okay.
I'm going to have a...
What about for the tokens the enemy lost?
I lost 3. So my morale roll, I will have a -3, and then I'll have a +2.
Okay.
Because of who they are. So that'll be a -1.
What's the +2 for?
Because they're orcs and they'll fight on.
Yeah, they
gotcha.
They're batshit stupid.
Okay.
Then do we get any bonuses for all our troops being like battle veterans or anything like that?
No, I'm giving you the ability to stand up to orcs.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So we just don't run away. The battle actually happens.
Yeah, the fact that you don't flee in panic and fear.
So we have a -2 and they have a -1.
No. All right. Yeah, we have that. Exactly. So it looks like you made yours.
And then is it I make a spirit roll or?
Spirit roll with a -2.
Oh, shit.
You're the leader.
I didn't see him make a spirit roll yet.
I haven't.
Eric did. Didn't
no,
he?
Not Eric.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. That's right.
-2.
This isn't going to go well. You have all 3 bennies. Thank God.
Success. And he got a success too.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to max spirit as a leader.
With success, the army fights on both sides and make another knowledge battle roll as described above. So we're moving into the second wave. The archers are falling back. The infantry is starting to pour into position. The orcs redouble their efforts and spread the line. At this point, Henry, you guys are close enough that you can hear the battle.
I'm going, how close would that entail? Like, if we run really fast, we'd get there within 30 seconds, or?
Pretty soon, anyway. Maybe in time
okay.
for wave 3.
I'll yell, charge! And just have everyone start running.
Okay.
We need to get there.
A lot of yours are cavalry.
Yeah. I will be on my
so
horse,
they can move
marching
pretty quick.
With the cavalry.
So, the question is, will you send the cavalry ahead?
Yeah, and I'll be with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, we're looking at the second set of rolls. At this point, you guys are at 7, right? No.
Yeah. No, we're at 8.
We're
at 8.
And I've got
4.
Half that.
Yeah, they're at 4.
Okay. So the orcs have had quite a number fall.
Nearly half.
So we get a +4 now as opposed to a +3 because we have 4 more than they do.
For every 1 token has more than the foe each round. Yep.
And then we had another +1 for something, didn't we?
Terrain.
That was in the.
Does setup. That still apply?
No.
Oh, that was the. That's right. That was the ambush lines.
Gotcha.
Which are no longer applicable because we've sprung the ambush.
Exactly.
And I will still have a +1. Okay. Total. Okay. So go ahead
bring
and make
the
your
pain, Prothius.
Make your knowledge roll.
Working on it.
That's a 9. That's 2.
So that's another half of their 4.
Yeah, that would bring them to 2.
Oh!
Holy shit, Rag.
I got an 11.
11. So is that 2 or 3?
That's 2.
Thank God. Oh my goodness.
I know. I was scared.
That looked terrible.
I was scared.
Yeah.
Like, there's an explosion, and I was like, our army!
Are you gonna take 2 of mine, though, with your roll?
Yep.
Yes.
And I'll get 2 of yours?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So that puts us at 6 and them at 2.
So still got a plus 4.
Right.
Yeah. But now the morale.
Okay.
Now the morale. Who breaks? Would they get
a put us at minus 2, right?
Charging forward.
Right, because we lost 2 again.
Would they see the horses or the cavalry coming forward? Would that give them a bonus?
No, because they can't actually see you from your position. You're coming around the hill.
Okay. Maybe they'll give them a bonus next round. Hopefully.
Okay. And morale? Spirit check?
Can I Benny that shit?
Benny that shit!
I would.
Oh, thank you.
That's
you. Better.
Success, at least.
Is that a 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so success means you managed to keep them falling back. There's a lot of wavering in the line.
Hold the line!
Oh, the Lord! Nice. You better get your ass involved in this next round. You gotta get your ass in there and blow some shit up.
Okay.
First to retreat shall be the first to get fireballed!
What are you, Russian?
I wasn't the only PC.
Okay.
I would have gotten in last round. Well, actually, probably the first round.
Roll it.
There's no one else to command.
Exactly.
I'll rely on Kendon with his negative 3.
Roll a d6 for me, James.
Okay. Slash roll d6. Can it explode?
No.
It's crap. 3.
Okay. Represents a run roll. Okay.
You guys, that if you need
Proteus, you get word from the back ranks that there's horsemen coming up behind the Gribia.
Excellent.
But if I get a am I going to get there next round?
The third wave of the third clash here is going to happen before the horsemen can get around the hill.
Can I Benny that then?
No, you can't Benny that roll.
I need to get there faster.
Okay, they have 2. I have 2. You have how many?
6.
6.
6. Okay.
Still plus 4.
So you're still at a plus 4.
Destroy them, Protheus.
I may help in this battle.
You have no one else would be able to make the knowledge battle roll except for the guy with a D6.
Would I be able to participate in the battle and make the roll?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I'll make the roll.
You think it's more important you make the roll?
Yeah.
Okay. What is he expected?
Let's see here. Go ahead and roll it.
Get your plus 4, my friend.
So that was 11. Wipes them out. So much for Henry helping.
The casualties are is a 10, so we lost another 2.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay. And you're going to wipe them out, right?
Yeah, that would take them to 0.
Or, I mean, you'll not literally wipe them out, but take the fight will be over because they'll be out of tokens. I'm going to Benny that then.
Shitballs.
And see if I can do any better.
You exploded on the first one, so.
Yeah, it was unlikely, but I thought it was a fair try because the orcs would be redoubling there. Okay, Henry, as the cavalry rides in, you guys are mop up. Taking down orcs that are finally running away.
Wow, that went a lot faster than I thought it would.
Hey, Sharia, you get to blow shit up. Possibly.
Good job, Jordan. Way to handle the first mass combat. All by yourself.
Very nice, man.
I wish it goes well with my character's background.
Yeah. Say what?
Said it goes well with my character's background.
I know. It justifies all that war knowledge. Okay.
The force is understandably ecstatic, men whooping and cheering, and there's a large number of them that are chasing after the remaining orcs that are running, and cavalry's on.
You never seen an orc flee quite so fast.
I'm gonna find the highest hill and look back towards Castle Rannan to see if the fires have been lit.
That would give me something to do, but honestly, I wish for it.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh no, he's got a card.
No fires.
You fucker.
Have the scouts come back with any information? Because I did have scouts to our rear.
While you were rushing as fast as you can eastward, no scouts have come back. Okay. Let's see. A couple of relevant details. It's kind of a battle plane at this point. A lot happened in a short time. A lot of dead and dying. A lot of casualties.
Well, they got rid of 2, 4, 6, I believe.
7.
7. That's not good.
So about... Well, you can also make a choice. You get to make a check for each token to see if you can recover it.
Do I get to make a check? Or what type of check is it?
Let me see.
Yeah, what type of check?
It's actually... It's a rule that has nothing to do with any kind of test. It's important to not think standard for the fight. Roll 1d6 for each token lost. The victor recovers a lost token on a roll of 4 to 6. The loser recovers a lost token on a roll of 5 to 6. A routed army recovers tokens only on a roll of 6.
So you were routed, right? You were completely decimated?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we need to roll for 6 tokens. We lost a total of 6 units.
Come on, this Prothius is deal.
So you need to roll
6 d6. 6 d6, yep.
Exploding? Get, or come just... on.
No.
No explosion.
We wish.
So we recover three.
2,
right?
3.
4
to 6,
three.
So yeah.
Oh, 3, yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
3 tokens.
That's good,
shit.
So
our medics are hard at work.
Yeah, that means your guys are working on trying to recover them.
So we had 800 to begin with, so we lost 200.
Well, now this, I believe this army, this section had 1,200. Uh-huh. The smaller section was 800, which was the one that had Golden. That was close to...
You had...
Because my notes were that we had 1,200 standing at this army, and then 800 were forward. We lost about 393 to attrition, just them abandoning post.
You're right.
Yeah, we had about 2,000 total standing troops.
You're right.
But so, I mean, I understand using a 10 because it's an even number. I mean, it makes sense rather than trying to do the whole 12 nonsense.
Well, yeah, you figure out what percentage of your force is lost.
Right.
Makes it really easy.
We lost 3 out of 10. Lost 30% of the 1,200.
So you lost about 300.
300 men.
300 men. Okay. And you have about, in this case of this situation, you got about, well, how many, about 300 men that are going to be in recovery?
300 that are injured, yeah. They're going to need to recuperate.
But they're not dead.
That's true. Or not dead or completely out, you know, casually, that takes them completely out of the fight.
I would say this is a number that's not dead and doesn't die from sickness, because you could possibly have saved more and then died.
You could say that the 300 that's out could include people who are so injured that they couldn't continue with the army, could include people who you know, are injured enough that the healers have to focus on other people and let them go.
So
you guys are woefully short on medics for dealing with flash combats of that size, but everybody can lend a hand. I assume that means that we're going to end up not really taking the army too far at this point. We're going to end up throwing up tents and doing some camping right there around the other side of the hill, probably.
Send some people to fetch the supplies we left at the other campsite.
And try to set up sentry lines that keep them from keep the orcs from doubling back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to rush to Prothius, our planning as fast as possible.
Okay.
So can one of the Protheuses wear a red cloak and the other one wear a blue cloak?
Two mages are always better than one.
See, Kindon's resting.
Mm-hmm.
Henry's dealing with the immediate aftermath, and you were heading to talk to Protheus.
Mm-hmm.
Shreya?
Yeah?
It appears that Protheus was with the other force.
Follow Henry.
I'm going to look over. I need to talk to Protheus in private, please. See if you can save any of them while I'm talking.
Before you get too close?
Mm-hmm. Turn around. Fuck off.
I'll wave to her from horseback.
The big old middle finger wave back.
I'll just kind of make the bow motion, you know, nod my head towards Henry. I'll ride off.
Right off where?
Okay. The listeners, Jonica shook her head no.
Back up the hill to where, to look back on Fort Rannan, or Castle Rannan. I'm not comfortable with this. I don't like it.
You feel pretty exposed out here, I bet, too.
Definitely.
Make a notice check for me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, huh. Penny that.
There we go. So, seven.
How far out are you riding from the main part of the...
I'll just kind of trot away where I can take advantage of my actual low light vision.
Okay.
To use it to kind of scan the horizon. I'm looking for movement.
Hill.
I'm looking for... Well, I'm going to get off my horse, obviously. I don't want to present a target, but I want to be able to see, you know, the plains around, see if there's an approaching force. Except I don't want to feel exposed.
Am I needed immediately because I was going to go grab some stuff, like 2 minutes?
I think, Henry is planning to approach you.
Okay.
Have a conversation with you.
I'll stick around for a bit then.
Okay. Yeah, Kane, it's pretty dark and quiet back that direction.
Well, you didn't get a raise. Either that or they had a really good stealth check.
That's one hell of an army.
Yeah. Like, 25 on a stealth check. I don't see Jack.
Is there a stand of trees out here in the darkness?
Yeah, a little kind of a scrawny kind of stand of trees.
Okay, I'll send my horse back to the camp, and I'll take up like, you know, residence in that stand of trees.
In a stand of trees?
Like, yeah, I feel more comfortable.
Like up in trees?
Well, no, I'll still be on the ground, but I'm just basically using them for cover. And I'm just going to kind of keep watch, my ears and eyes open.
You come across a dead sentry.
Oh, fuck me. How far am I from camp?
200-300 yards. Henry, you get up to Protheus?
Mm-hmm.
Grothius, how long have you been here?
On this spot? Like...
How long have you been with this question. Camp? How long have you been with this camp, Grothius?
Out of character. Eric, when did we start leaving?
You probably arrived about between 4 and 5 hours ago.
Okay.
So when did you start?
More than 8 hours.
Where were you before then?
Hardwell.
With?
The Lord Captain and Rael and Shreya.
Mortlock.
Oh, whatever.
Mortlock. When did you first meet me, Grothius?
15 years ago.
When I beat your ass at chess.
Grothius, this is a very serious question. When
you do
did
not
you
remember, most likely, I gave you your freaking staff, you asshole. So don't fuck with me.
That just was that out of character?
No, I think it was in character.
Good, thank you. I have a bit of people to deal with. Grothius, come with me, please.
Okay.
I'm going to go find Shreya.
I bet you are.
Okay, just so you know, Eric, that's my stealth roll.
Oh, shit.
That's my plan, and I was going to sneak back to camp. Looking to see if I could find...
I'd say you snuck back and didn't get seen.
That, or person that killed this.
You're probably wishing you'd been a little stealthier when you actually left camp.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. I'm going to ask Protheus, what... Who did you send me off with?
Okay, this is out of character. I have no idea.
You didn't send him off with anyone.
What are you talking about?
When they sent me off to meet with the army.
He means after what happened in the village in Gideon.
In the episode you refused to tell me about, yes.
Sorry, I'm having a brain fart.
You lost him.
Just disappeared.
Remember?
He just was gone.
Oh, he went out and... Okay, there was that like ghost guy.
He and the Lord Captain went out together, and you came later and found Daniel. Remember? And the three of you were freaking out about how to deal with Daniel.
What? Where was Kindon?
I'm still piecing together all the information so I can actually answer.
Jonica, are you looking for your biggest, baddest exploder?
Yeah.
So, let's see.
Kindon was still in the village. We left him behind.
Yeah, Kindon was in the village. We left him behind. Mortlock and myself went
out. You might have some imposters. Be prepared with the biggest spell that you have.
Oh, I always have.
The most snariest spell.
Let's just go. I don't know if you'd want my nasty.
I want it, yes.
Are you awake, Mike?
Mike.
He's fine.
Yeah, I'm awake, dude. I have a mute function on my mic.
You looked relaxed. I just wanted to make sure.
He muted himself.
Actually, first let's go pick up Kindon. Where's Kindon at?
Asleep in a wagon, if I recall.
We're bringing him with us. Go grab Kindon for me, please.
That's He's right. That's slow. Right. Let Protheus separate from you. Let him out of eyesight.
I'm going to go with him.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I'm going to go with him, and we're going to go pick up Kindon. Gonna go over to Kindon. Gonna shake him, shake on his shoulder. Kindon!
Hey, what?
You know that Mortlock lady you hate a lot?
Yes.
Wanna go blow her up?
Oh, one sec here. Let me see. I got
I did nothing.
Good things
to him.
Right for her. Oh, and
fucking Kane.
What's that? That's that old saying, beware Zetians bearing gifts.
We're assholes bearing gifts.
But my baby.
Kane ratted you out.
In my character's defense, I did not know any better.
You find the wagon that Kindon is apparently snoozing in. He must have missed the whole battle.
Yeah. I'm going to, smack him on the head.
The old guy's getting together.
What? What's going on?
You know that Mortlock lady you hate so much?
Ye?
Wanna go put her in jail?
Can we kill her instead?
Later. Let's go.
Okay, I just need to get one thing. Actually, two.
Make it fast. Putting people in jail waits for no one.
I got them. I have my two little blast things on me. Let's go.
Okay.
Now put my vest on as we go to. This is going to be fun.
Going to be so fun. I've been waiting to do this for a couple of days.
What?
Oh, you're going to find out.
What? Why would you be waiting a couple of days to blow me up? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've been waiting a day and a half.
I haven't done a damn thing to you, Henry.
That reminds me,
did you warn for the battle again? Kill you.
Yes, you did. Wake up next time. We need you. He's been waiting a couple of days to find the traitors, because he's been suspecting a traitor for a little bit of time now.
Oh, sure he has.
Yeah.
Couldn't be Kane at all.
No, why would I be able to?
Oh, that reminds me.
Nice.
You need to go and find Kane.
Why is that?
Who's this Kane?
What do you mean, who's this Kane?
Kane is the person who's helping us get throughout the countryside. Apparently, he's been helping our doppelgangers too. I'm vaguely certain that he's on our side because here. He let the dwarf live.
I'll you know what? I get the note away. Oh, and I eat the other one. Oh, that's all right. Don't worry. It's all good. I don't trust him either, and be ready to kill him if possible, okay? He killed me. He shot me twice.
Okay. Kane?
Okay.
Yeah.
You sense kind of a heating to the air about a fraction of a second before the entire stand of trees explodes into flame.
Whoa.
It is a blast effect. I need you to make a
he did really roll. Well against Kindens. Come on now.
Mortlock, go ahead and make the spellcasting roll.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is going south for the winner.
Yeah, things are getting ugly, apparently. It was the rocky purchase, wasn't it?
Rocky soil.
Rocky
cow.
Soil.
Asshole.
Milk for free.
Milk for my free. Moo.
You better move.
You gotta Benny that?
Yeah. I don't. How do you make it go?
Just hit up arrow and it repeats what you just said. You gonna Benny that? No, that's Kane. That was Kane.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have to Benny mine anyway.
I think she recognized the treacherous.
Ouch.
Okay, roll damage. Make sure to explode those dice.
Don't, though. Don't.
Just blow up Kane. Blow him up all the way.
Actually, this could easily just be me repaying my blood debt by saving his life.
Which toughness, sir?
It is a 7.
Okay. Can we get a fancy somatic, like where he gets blown up and he flies and lands inside the camp?
You are shaken.
Bitch tried to kill me.
Okay.
It's hard to kill a guy that's unconscious.
Can I try to throw it off?
We're going to go ahead and pull cards.
Cards.
And you guys from the camp where you are near where Kindon is pulling his vest on can see the explosion in the distance.
Have you guys been having sessions behind my back?
You don't know.
I think we need to go that way.
Wait. Is you been doing things on Mondays that didn't involve random gaming sessions?
This is interesting. Maybe part of the problem, Justin, something weird happened. When I pulled up your name on the card list, it pulled up two copies of Kane Aslan for me to pick from.
Oh, interesting.
Give it to number two.
It gave you a card, so.
Gave one to Mortlock, too.
I can't see it, though. I have no idea what it is.
I can't see it either. And I can't see Mortlock's.
I can't see yours.
Oh, I'm missing the images for the deck.
I could just start drawing cards from my own deck, tell you what I get.
No, I could see mine, I think.
Just send me a card and I'll give it to you on the map.
This is amazing. Honestly, I'm happy things haven't been going well for Kane either. Like, this is a terrible thing to say, but I'm happy that this has happened.
I'm just shaken. I'm not even injured.
Kane's not definitely a bad guy.
I know he's not a bad guy, but he's done things behind my back, and this is sort of revenge, not caring that this is happening to him.
So let me get this straight. You would much rather have me be, like, overtly blatant about telling you this person. Why would you ever believe me? That
your friend is true. I just don't like... Yeah, it's just... You have to understand, I can like this slightly. Doesn't mean I'm going to support the action.
He's metagaming his enjoyment.
You still got nothing? Okay.
I still can't see it.
Henry wouldn't enjoy it. I am.
I'm going to...
Oh, I think he'd be indifferent.
I'm going to use my battle console.
That'll work.
Okay.
Did you try that battle draw console? Turn order thing?
Yeah. Can I be the head?
Yes, I tried that, and it gave me some weird messages.
I get to be the right foot, the one that has the rocket pack on it.
And don't forget I have quick, Eric, so...
That means he gets to be the jetpack in the back.
Now, wouldn't that be an interesting game? Y'all play one character, but you control one part of his body and you all act independently.
I really don't think that would be that interesting.
I want to go over here. No, I'm going over here. That's it. I'm getting out of here, fellas.
No,
I had to deal. You have quick, right? Is what you said?
Yep.
For Kane. I had to deal an extra card for you then. I've got Mortlock with a Jack of Diamonds and Kane with a Nine of Spades.
Damn it, Kane. Still How are you that. Supposed to survive this now?
Well, so, I don't know if I'm supposed to survive this encounter or not.
Mortlock?
Well, if you don't, then I'm
going to do it again.
Okay.
I can do with whatever I want with Castle Rannan if you don't survive this. So, sucker.
You hit up if you hit up a couple times, it'll take you to your original spellcasting roll.
Have you guys been having sessions behind my back.
No. Totally, dude.
What?
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us.
Playing a second game. I still hit the rest of the party.
Okay, roll damage.
God, what is it with the damage today?
That puts you at a minus one.
Yeah, unless I want to soak it.
Right, unless you want to soak.
Wait, shot. I think I'll try.
Okay, roll figure check.
You should totally be running, by the way. She is the assassin of...
God damn it!
Okay. Might want to bet it at.
I can't. That was my last bid.
Oh, well, shit.
Wow.
And then I initiate my armor.
Kane, you also fall prone as part of the...
Do we hear any of this? Ow.
Can I attempt to throw off my shaken, though, since it's my turn?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Come on, man.
That's a spirit roll.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Why'd you have to attack Jonica? Like, seriously.
Really? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
I expected her to do it a long time ago.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
She knows he's a bad guy.
Okay.
She's the only one that knows he's the bad guy.
I'm gone.
Yeah, I bet you are. Now that is a random direction, right?
Yep, I'm gonna go for the whole 30 inches. I'm gonna double it.
He does not want to be there anymore, and she's gonna be real sad when she figured out she didn't actually kill him.
Well, there's still a body on the ground.
Yeah, except for all the flame.
Well, you know.
So not really.
Yeah, now all there is sparkly glitter body.
There might be some kind of dusty remain, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Be a dust mark at least.
Yeah. Hey, you got him.
What's your goal when you get away?
To lay prone and be as quiet as fucking possible.
That's what you should have just said when she shot shit at you. It's like, it was the rocky part, wasn't it?
Okay. You get two blasts into the wood. You're not sure, of course, what's happened to him, but you haven't seen him come out. He might be dead. He might be waiting for a chance to shoot you.
Use all of your power points.
So good luck with that shit.
Okay.